This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:50 a.m., you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiao Ning. Now, in a recent attempt to bring down the Malaysian diabetes rate, a Kurang Manis pilot campaign is being carried out in Putrajaya, where under this initiative, several food courts in the administrative capital have committed to using only one teaspoon of sugar per drink.
Now, this campaign comes on the back of last year's introduction of the Sugar Reduction Advocacy Plan. As part of the initiatives to reduce sugar consumption, we did actually see the government raise sugar tax by 25% to 50 cents for some manufactured, drinks.
Processed drinks,
to be clear. But it's confusing because at the same time, at 2 ringgit 85 cents per kilogram, Malaysia's retail sugar prices, which are controlled, are among the lowest in ASEAN and the world. Now, with former Health Minister Dr. Zaleha Mustafa noting that the rising economic cost of treating sugar-related ailments had reached 4.3 billion ringgit in 2022, what more should we do or what more can we do?
All right. Well, to discuss this and share some of her insights, we have on the line with us Dr. Rafida Abdullah, consultant nephrologist at Hospital Putrajaya. Dr. Rafida, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Can we start off with getting a better picture of disease related to sugar? What does the data tell us about the incidence of diseases in Malaysia caused by high sugar intake? And what are the demographics most affected by this?
Hi, good morning everyone. Good morning BFM. Thank you for inviting me. I think this is a very subject close to my heart because as many know, I'm a kidney specialist. So I'm sort of the receiving end of all the complications related to, indirectly or directly from sugar intake.
Mm.
So if you look at the statistics when you say talk about sugar, you sort of relate that with diabetes, I guess. But I think it's not only that. Diabetes causes multi-organ failures, including, my expertise, which is kidney disease. On top of that, it causes, heart complications, all sorts of other things as well. So I think whatever number we have in the, put out there is probably an underestimation. I just want to give you the statistics of diabetes in Malaysia.
Mm.
This is in accordance to National Health Morbidity Survey 2019. I think the 2023 one is coming up soon. I'm looking forward to the statistics on that. But at that point, and 1 in 5 of adults more than 18 years of age are diabetic, and half of them do not know. We're talking about 3.9 million of diabetics in Malaysia. With regards to that survey as well, they actually looked at the sugar intake of Malaysians, and more than 52.3% of Malaysians take sugary drinks every day. So I think it's very, the statistics is very, very frightening, to be honest. And where my expertise come in, where I'm a kidney specialist, we're looking at more than 50,000, now probably 60,000 patients on dialysis, which is the end stage of kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the expenditure of that, there was a publication in 2016 on dialysis alone, it's already 1.12 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine the number of that now, I think it's astronomical.
So
yeah.
I'm curious, how does Malaysia compare in terms of sugar intake to our regional neighbours? And really, what accounts for this high level of sugar in our food consumption?
Well, you see, the recommendations of WHO and also our local guideline is actually not more than 50 grams of sugar. So if you look at, even what we eat, I mean, we eat nice food. I mean, you're talking about raya here, even when if you look at the portal My Health, I think all the information is there. You look at the one, I think one of the kuih kochi, for example, that's already 10 grams of sugar. We can't go beyond 50, and most of the time we take a few kochis at the same time, right?
Yes.
Not just one. So, then if you talk about sugary drinks, one teaspoon, I think it's around 5 grams. And Malaysians in the statistics have shown that we take 3 in one drink.
Mm-hmm.
So how many drinks do you have in a day? So I think it's not just, us, but I think it's a culture, our nice food, to be honest. And if you look at the statistics, Malaysian is the most overweight population in Southeast Asia. So directly or indirectly, that's related to, obesity is also related to sugar intake as well.
Dr. Rafida, we see the government launching their sugar reduction advocacy plan last year. This includes the Kurang Manis pilot campaign that they have in Putrajaya. How effective are these types of advocacy and awareness strategies in reducing demand for sugar intake?
So I think if you look at this, the sugar reduction of sugar strategy, it's been going on for a long time. It's probably been, you know, sort of every now and then, you know, sort of they've done a new sort of you know, pilot projects and things like that. It's not something new. If you look at the the focus of the our prevention of NCD, it's been going on since the late 1980s as well. I mean, we've recognized that this is an issue. Mm-hmm. I've read recently, I think in terms of the government really supports us. Obviously, even our current Prime Minister, Dato' Sri, has, you know, put out a lot of statements supporting of a reduction of kidney, you know, reduction in sugar intake, obviously. But I've read recent reports saying that it was difficult for those, the sellers in, you know, where the pilot project was held in Putrajaya to actually carry this out, because I think sugar itself is not just purely based on the person selling. I think it's also from us, from home. I think those are the things that's quoted in by the sellers when I think one of the paper write-up was done recently. But if you ask me in general, I feel that it should be everyone's, you know, the health is for all, not just KM or, you know, sellers or anyone. It's for the whole, everyone. Starts at home as well, starts also in school and things like that. So I hope, and I've seen it you know, happening. I've seen people more aware of this, but I think it's not something that we can change overnight. I think it's gonna take a long time, a lot more work, a lot more awareness programs, and a lot more projects throughout the country to achieve this.
Right. Okay, yeah. Dr. Rafida, we have about a minute left. I did want to ask, because you said earlier that many people actually don't know that they have diabetes. So what kind of symptoms should people look out for? When do they really need to test whether they have some sort of sugar-related disease or not?
Okay, so based on the survey, around 50% are unaware that they are diabetic. The problem is they don't exhibit symptoms sometimes until it's a bit late. Maybe they have like tiredness or going to the toilet more often. They think, oh, it's nothing, you know, it's, you know, the usual, it's okay attitude of us. But I think awareness is increasing. So I hope those people will risk factors like obesity, you know, overweight, a little bit of symptoms, feeling tired, family history, you know, please go and check. It's very simple, right? That's the first barrier, checking. And then after checking, control, and need to accept that you've got disease. So there's a lot of barriers. So I think if we Malaysians can just sort of get over the first barrier, knowing your risk. In fact, to me, because it's so risky, I think everybody should go and check.
Yeah. Dr. Rafida, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Rafida Abdullah, consultant nephrologist at Hospital Putrajaya, talking to us about government awareness efforts to improve or reduce actually our sugar consumption, making us more aware about the kinds of diseases that result of overconsumption of sugar. There's a lot at stake, really.
Yeah, and you can easily do a test anywhere. I think even pharmacies offer that test at the moment.
All right. Well, it's 7:59 in the morning. We're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. After that, on the Breakfast Grill, Keith Kam speaks to His Excellency Dr. Joachim Bergstrom, the Ambassador of Sweden to Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.